Raven by Sam Michaels, and read by Annie Audington for Saga Egmont. Chapter 1. June 1949. Kent. Georgina Garrett pushed herself up in her large bed, turned and punched her feather pillow before huffing and picking up the alarm clock from the bedside table. She checked the time. 3:30 in the morning. She never slept soundly in her country house in Kent when her husband, David Maynard, was away working in London. Thank goodness he didn't go as often these days, just twice a week to check on the business and give out his orders. She lay back down. The gentle ticking of the clock beside her seemed to become louder and louder, driving her mad. Impatiently, she reached out for it and stuffed the clock under the pillow on David's side of the bed. At last, peace and quiet. But it was too quiet. Georgina had lived in the countryside for over 3 years, but she still hadn't become accustomed to the silence, a far cry from the sounds that filled the night air in London. Count sheep, she thought. 1, 2, 3, 4. Her ears pricked when she heard a noise from downstairs. Footsteps and urgent whispers. What the hell? She quietly threw the blankets back and swung her legs over the edge of the bed. Georgina tiptoed across the bedroom and opened the door just a crack. She peered through and gasped when she saw the flash of a torchlight from the bottom of the stairs. Someone was in the house. Her pulse quickened as she dashed back across the room and pulled open her bedside drawer. There, on top of her box of diamond necklaces, her gun sat. It hadn't been used in years. She checked the barrel, pleased to find that it was fully loaded. Of course it would be. David would have made sure of that. But David had also left one of his blokes downstairs to protect her and the children. So what had happened to Chunks? Was her bodyguard dead? With the gun in hand, Georgina crept back across the room and peeped through the door again. Whoever was in her house was still downstairs. She ran to Alfie's bedroom first, relieved to find her son sound asleep. She shook him gently to wake him. Shush, she warned. Don't say a word or make a sound. Her 12-year-old son looked alarmed. What's going on? He asked, and sat bolt upright. I think there's someone in the house. Alfie's dark eyes widened in fear. It's all right. Come on. Let's get your sister. You must look after her, do you understand? Her son fervently nodded. He climbed out of his bed, and Georgina pushed him behind her as they sneaked from his room to Selina's at the far end of the hallway. Georgina tensed, knowing that when she pushed open Selina's door, it would creak. And it did. She silently prayed that the intruders hadn't heard. Her 7-year-old daughter woke easily and followed Georgina's instructions. Selina never muttered a word, but Georgina could see that the girl was frightened. Alfie must have noticed too. He placed his arm protectively across his sister's shoulders. Don't worry. It'll be all right, he whispered bravely, filling Georgina with pride. She couldn't risk taking her children downstairs. She had no idea how many people were in the house or where they were. Instead, Georgina led her children through a half-width door situated adjacent to Selina's bedroom, which opened up to a narrow enclosed staircase. The dark stairs went up to the attic, which once would have been used as the servants' quarters. Now it was just a storeroom for the family junk and memories. As they went inside the unlit attic, Selina whimpered.
I don't like it in here, Mummy. There's spiders.
Alfie knelt in front of Selina and held both her hands.
It's all right, sis. I won't let any spiders or nothing come near you.
Selina, with tears falling from her violet eyes, nodded and allowed her brother to lead her into the room. Georgina ushered her children behind an old trunk. She spoke clearly and firmly. Sit down. I want you both to stay here and don't move. Don't come out for anyone. No one at all and no sound. Is that clear? Her children whispered, yes, in unison. She swiftly kissed the tops of their heads, and though only slightly chilly, she threw a dust sheet over them, more for concealment than warmth. Stay still, don't move, and don't make any noise, she gently ordered. Georgina pushed her back against the wall and carefully descended the stairs. She glanced along the hallway, horrified to see a hooded figure emerge from her bedroom. Quickly stepping back into the darkness, she saw the uninvited guest run from her room and into Alfie's. He must have realized that she was hiding somewhere. He then pounded along the hallway towards Selina's room.